She was telling me her life and what she had to go through with. And it was equating my experience that I yet had to go through with her experience. She told me a story about her being with Charlie Burnett's band, being a little black girl, 16 years old, on the bus, and the indignity she had to go through with. I mean, I'm not going to discuss any of that, but I'm saying it was unbelievable. You know, I mean, I'm sitting there with tears in my eyes because I had learned to, I've heard that she was, because she was high and that she had to sell her body and all kinds of things. She was made to do things that, unbelievable. And the more I talked to her, the more I wanted to sort of do anything I could to protect this little old lady. By this time, she was frail. She wasn't the robust woman that I saw in the pictures and stuff. She had become frail, and it was just little two little white puppies. I don't even know the species. But she would come to see Benny Golson and I. We went to fill in for Monk because he couldn't get a police car at the fire spot, and we stayed 2 years in one club, fire spot, house band. And she was there. She didn't miss. She looked forward to coming out on Friday nights and just sitting. And that was my spot when I came off the bandstand to sit next to Billie Holiday. And I was just so enamored. I was in love. I don't mean like a boy, girl, nothing funny, no improprieties, a grown woman, a kid. No, it was just all that she was. I just wish she was my mother, you know? I just wish she was giving me motherly advice and things, guiding me, which to this day I'll always be thankful for.